ferry boats weren't the only thing on the Willamette River. Not too long after the turn of the 20th century, there were motorboat races on this stretch of the river. For example, in May 1913, the Oregon Wolf took on the Vamoose in a race recorded by a local photographer. During the early years of the pioneer period, the Willamette River was as much a highway as it was an obstacle to be crossed. The flood of immigrants to Oregon began in 1843. By 1850, the first sternwheeler, the Lot Whitcomb, had been built and began service from Astoria at the mouth of the Columbia to Oregon City, just below Willamette Falls. By the following year, a steamboat was launched at Kenema, just above the falls. The boat had the contract for hauling mail upriver. On the return stretch, she'd be hauling grain from Corvallis at a reputed 20 cents a bushel. Grain hauling was considered profitable. A 14-mile run to Butteville might take 7 or more hours, depending on river conditions, a far cry from today's rapid highway speeds.